U2 is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and this is your daily dish for Wednesday on the Best Mix in the Morning Show. Naomi Campbell is a mother. The 50-year-old supermodel surprised everyone Tuesday when she announced on Instagram that she had welcomed her first child, a baby girl. Naomi shared a photo of herself holding newborn's feet and wrote, "A beautiful little blessing has chosen me to be her mother. So honored to have this gentle soul in my life. There are no words to describe the lifelong bond that I now share with you, my angel. There is no greater love." She didn't reveal the father or whether she gave birth, hired a surrogate, or adopted. A source tells Page Six, quote, "Naomi has been wanting to be a mother for a long time, and it finally happened. She is the godmother to many friends and family's kids and has always looked forward to the day of starting her own family." A man in Texas who bought Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle claims it, quote, "exploded and nearly killed him." Now he's suing. In the class action complaint, Colby Watson said he purchased the candle, which is called "This Smells Like My Vagina," from Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop website in January. He said when he lit it for the first time, it exploded and became engulfed in high flames after burning for about 3 hours. A warning on the candle advises users not to burn it for more than 2 hours. A rep for Goop tells NBC News, quote, "We're confident this claim is frivolous in an attempt to secure an outsized payout from a press-heavy product. We stand behind the brands we carry and the safety of the products we sell." Here, Heretic, the brand that supplies the candle, has substantiated the product's performance and safety through industry-standard testing. Watson, who is suing Paltrow's company for breach of warranty and products liability, is trying to put together a class action lawsuit seeking damages exceeding $5 million. And actor Charles Grodin died Tuesday from bone marrow cancer at the age of 86. He appeared in such movies as Rosemary's Baby, The Heartbreak Kid, The Great Muppet Caper, Beethoven, and Midnight Run. Grodin was nominated for a Golden Globe and won a Primetime Emmy. Steve Martin tweeted, "So sad to hear, one of the funniest people I ever met." That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.